want the money. I want the title. And I can get it because I'm already doing the work. You've thought it. Now it's time to actually believe it. You're listening to Her Next Career Move, the safe space where you'll learn how to stop your mind from career blocking you so you can claim the wealth and work you deserve. I'm Dr. Jasmine Escalera, a career-minded Latina turned Forbes featured coach, and I'm ready to have some candid conversations about how you can build the confidence to step into the career you know you deserve. All right, now let's get going. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Her Next Career Move. I have to tell you that this episode is a bit challenging for me to record. I started this season off with another really challenging episode to record, just really getting so real with you and so raw about 2023, which was one of the most challenging years I've gone through. And I want you to listen to it if you haven't had a chance to yet. If you're just finding the podcast and you're just popping into this episode, I definitely want you to go back to that one. Because the realness and the rawness, it doesn't end, y'all. And in today's episode, I really want to talk to you about something that just happened to me. And what just happened to me was my desire to quit. Now, if you follow me on LinkedIn and you have been following me on LinkedIn, you know that I talk a lot about quitting. And I talk a lot about quitting being one of the best things that I have ever done in my career. I talk a lot about how quitting toxic workplaces, quitting toxic managers, helped me to really be able to find myself as a professional and then created this amazing business that I get to work in every single day, where I support women to get out of those kinds of toxic work environments and truly create the career they want their way. I am no stranger to quitting, and I scream to the top of my lungs that quitting is very often necessary for you to create space for something else. In fact, I ran a program called The Professional Quitters, where we really focused on quitting the jobs, quitting the careers, quitting the environments that were not in service of us so that we could step into what was. But here's the thing. I almost wanted to quit my whole business. I was on the verge of just saying, screw this, I am so out. And it hurts me to say that. Because there is nothing more that brings me pride and joy and love than this business. There is nothing more amazing than being able to impact someone and help them see how amazing they actually are. But I wanted to just give it all up, to just walk away. And the reason really is because I've been doing this for years. And although I have amazing friends, supportive family, and great clients, entrepreneurship is lonely. This journey is really freaking lonely. And the thing that no one tells you about entrepreneurship is that it is an immense healing journey. When you take away the facade of safety, which is having a paycheck coming in every other week. When you take that away and you have to create your own safety and stability with potentially no income coming through or fluctuating income, that's a true test to your mindset. When you are out there trying to figure out how to pitch your services, which are basically yourself in my case, that's a true test of how you tell your story, how you own your story and your confidence. Doing and creating a business is a true testament to how much you will push yourself to heal, to how much you will push yourself to grow. And so there was a moment just a few days ago where I said, I just don't want to do this anymore. And it isn't even about the coaching. It isn't even about the business. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of looking at all of my money mindset BS. And working on how I feel about receiving money. I am so exhausted of thinking about the different ways that I measure success because of how success was taught to me. I'm so tired of hustling nonstop because it's just my default mechanism. And I'm so exhausted of scarcity because it just seems to be a part of my life because it's always been a part of my life. I'm just tired. And so I wanted to quit. I wanted to throw in the towel. But here's the thing. If y'all know me and you follow me on Instagram, there's something that I do every single morning. And that is I take Cody to the beach. And while at the beach, he usually runs around or he swims. And I stare at the sunrise. We go every single day for the sunrise. And I say my affirmations. I talk to whoever up there is listening to me. And I really visualize the life I want to lead. A life where not only am I making money, but I'm able to invest that money into the business that will change the lives of women professionals. Where I get to hire amazing women to work alongside me to change these women's lives. I visualize the life that I so deeply in my heart feel that is capable of me to obtain. I visualize it all. And when I was so ready to quit, there was this wonderful phrase that came up. And I wish I remembered who said this. I'm pretty sure I heard it on a podcast. So I'm sorry I can't give this person kudos. But you know, something that this amazing individual said was, the universe, God, the higher power, source, whoever it is that you believe in, never puts desires in your heart to be malicious. They put these desires in your heart so that you know what you are capable of achieving in this lifetime, so that you know what you're capable of having in this life. And so I remember walking home from the beach after I had said my affirmations and after I had let Cody take in the sun, and that came to me. That there would be no reason other than that it's achievable for me to feel these desires in my heart that I want to be in service, that I want to help, that I want to support more women than I ever have. And the reason why I'm saying this to you is because I've worked with hundreds of women now, and they all have these beautiful desires in their heart to be leaders, to change the corporate infrastructure, to be in social impact spaces creating change, to make more money so they can create wealth, to be able to change their team, change culture, change the dynamic of where we work. They want to feel fulfilled. They want to be happy when they go to work every day. And this probably resonates with you as well because you're here listening to this podcast, which is all about helping you create that. And so what I want you to understand and what I want you to hear is if that desire is in your heart, then it was put there and placed there because it is possible for you. So often we allow fear to stop us from achieving what we want. We get scared because it'll mean we have to go into the job search. And yeah, sure, the job search is crazy. Or we feel stuck and we're not even sure where to begin. And so that stuckness and uncertainty allows us to just stay put, just continuing to do what we do, even though we know that better is out there, even though we can feel it so deep in our hearts and so deep in our souls. If you feel that better is out there for you, and if you feel deeply that there is more fulfillment in your career, that there is more you are capable of giving, that you can be a leader who creates change, that you can be in the social impact space and change the freaking world, then you have to go after that. It was placed there because it is yours. It was placed there because it is possible for you. And if you aren't sure what to do, then I want you to do what I do now every single time I think about quitting. I take a moment to go to my happy place. My happy place is the beach. My happy place is watching the sunrise. And y'all, there have been so many times that I've been in that space and I've cried. I've let it out. I've let every single emotion wash over me. I've let myself be scared. I've let myself feel a lack of confidence, and I've let myself be doubtful. But I've always told myself that I can still achieve. I want you to allow yourself to feel whatever fears come up for you when you think about creating your change. Allow for yourself to acknowledge that they exist, but also know that what you want is right on the other side of pushing past them. And that fear never truly goes away. It actually is just a biological thing that is always around. But it's something that you can still overcome. Are you a woman of color job seeker who needs help navigating the crazy job market as it is today? Want to stand out and get the position you truly want and make the money you deserve? Then join the Empowered Hire. We are a crew of women of color job seekers led by me, your job search expert. The goal is to get you from knowing what jobs you should apply for to networking with ease, interviewing with confidence, and negotiating for what you truly deserve. This is the program for you, and you are in this community and this program until you land your job. Click the link in the show notes to schedule a consult call with me to learn more about how the Empowered Hire can help you get the job you want at the company that will value you making bank. And I also want you to do something that I do a lot now. Whenever I feel so down and so ready to quit, and I'm playing the comparison game, and I'm thinking, why me? Why can't I have what every other coach out there has? Why can't I be making that money? Why can't I? I always reach out to the people who love me the most. When I thought I wanted to quit this last time, I reached out to my amazing friend, Payel. And I remember saying to her, maybe the reason why things aren't working is just because I shouldn't be doing this anymore and I should just quit. And bless her soul, she didn't even entertain that idea. But what she did with me was she validated me. It is hard. It is challenging. How can I support you? Always seek support from those around you. You have so many people who love you, who want to help you, who want to guide you, who want to see you happy. And there's a whole community of professionals out there who can truly support you in obtaining what you know is possible deep down for you. So feel the feelings. Ask for support. Push through fear. But also ask yourself each and every day a question that I ask myself. What is just one thing I can do today that will move me just an inch closer to where I know I deserve to be? What is one new thing I can try? What is one new way I can step outside of myself and show myself differently? What is one new connection I can make? What is one new inspired action I can take? I wanted to record this short podcast episode because I just want you to know that everybody out there is just trying to figure this shit out. No one has got it figured out. And we all at times want to just quit. But what separates you from everyone else is that I know you never will. I know you won't quit on yourself. I know you will try to find ways to get what you see in your mind for you. I know you will always strive for your best. And for that, I can tell you that I am inspired each and every day to strive for mine. So I just want to say thank you. Because in the moments when I want to quit, I seek out support. I feel the emotions. I think about the things that I can do and change. But I also think about you and about what it would mean to not be able to help just one more person. I hope that this message hit you. I hope that this message has inspired you to realize that the dreams and hopes and aspirations you have within your heart were placed there because they are possible for you. All right, y'all, until next time. That's all for today's show. Now that you know what you know, it's your move. So, girl, get out there and make it. And if you have suggestions for topics you'd like me to talk about in the next episode, perhaps something that might help you get unstuck, then let me know by sending a DM on our Instagram page, at Her Next Career Move. Don't forget to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show to support our movement to flood the work world with dope women of color ready to take it over.